This week, Be'ez Hashem, Parashat Chukas. As always, the Torah Shavili Elinishmas from Geshem and Rabbi Reib. I begin with the word Chukas. This word Chukas. Zois Chukas Atera. So Rav Zevin, Tzeichet Halei Brocha, and his Sefer Torah Lamayadim, points out a very interesting observation. He says the word Chukah has two connotations. The word Chukah can mean Lachkoik is to hew into stone. To chisel into stone and to hew into it. That's chorus ala lucha is a concept that it's chakiko, it's chorus, that's chokuk into the lucha, it's something that gets hewn into stone. And the same, and that's why Moshe Rabbeinu was called the mechaikik, because of the luchas that he brought down that were chakukim, that had been hewn into them and out of them, the letters of the luchas. A chayk can also mean the chayk that we have in the Torah. Our chayk, a chayk that's a halacha, a mitzvah that is with limited explanation or limited understanding that we as human beings can have for that mitzvah. You can have two ways of writing things down. You can sometimes write on a piece of paper or piece of parchment, papyrus, whatever it may be, using ink, using blood, using any type of material, any type of liquid that will stay, that writes the information onto the piece of paper, but it's separate to the piece of paper. You can remove it from the piece of paper, from the piece of parchment, from the piece of papyrus. It hasn't become one with it. You then have chiseling out of stone, where that is now what the stone is. That is what it is. He says Torah is something which Chazal tell, it's not Chazal, it's Shlomo HaMelech says in Mishlei, that it should be kosveim al luach libecho. That it should be that we should write them on the luach libechon. How do you write on a luach? Writing on a luach is actually like the luchas. You chisel it in. That it becomes one and part of the luach. It's not a separate, it's not written on it that you can remove it if you want. No, it becomes one and part of it. That Klal Yisrael, Kushabrich v'Reis v'Yisrael Chadu, that we become one with it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us, Zois Chukas HaTorah. Fascinating, Moshe Feinstein says that there's two places where the Torah uses these words, Zois Chukas HaTorah. Over here, and in Parshas Matos, it's by the mitzvah of Hagolah. The mitzvah of Hagolah is probably the easiest mitzvah to rationally, scientifically explain. Kaboiloi kach poltoi. You know how the taste got into the walls? Walls of a keli are porous. You heat it up, it expands, and some of the material goes into the walls of the pot, and as it cools down, it gets locked in. You heat it back up, it will exit from the holes in the porous holes and enter into whatever the new item is that you're cooking into your pot. If you want to be mugged, if you want to extract what got sucked into the walls or what got put into the walls of that keli, the way to do it, heat it up again to that same level of heat. It will expand to the same level. You'll extract from there or be mevatel what's in there, all of the trefus or the bosa or the cholov, whatever it may be. Kabbalah kachbod. Yes, the Torah over there says zos chukas haTorah. Says Rabbi Shafanshin to tell us that even something that's so easily rationally explained, that's not the reason why we keep it. Tame hamitzvus, says Rav Zevin, is the ink. And if a person's observance is only based on the fact that they understand the reason, well, when the ink goes, the mitzvah's gone. It gets removed from the piece of paper. He said, that's the ink. That can be the colouring on top of the letters. The mitzvahs itself that we keep have to become embedded into ourselves, into our hearts, and becomes one and part of us, that it's us. That's choik chokakti, gezero gazarti, enocho reshus lahar racharel. And this is an example for all mitzvahs. We may understand and appreciate the tamei mitzvahs. Ultimately, why are we keeping that mitzvah? Because it's become one and part of us. It's become us. And that happens only when also Torah affects us, that our midas are oiske edelt as well. And we work on them simultaneously, that our midas are perfected, that we become Torah. And when a person is that, a human being can actually become a shtik Torah. You know, they heard this week that Reb Chaim Kanievsky, in our doir, our God Ladoir, and in our doir we see a person who has become a shtik Torah to the extent. I heard this week from someone who heard this from the Baal HaMaisa, as they said, that someone came to Reb Chaim for a bracha for a shidduch. This person was either an alman or a gorush, I'm not sure, had been married once before, came to Reb Chaim for bracha for a shidduch. And Reb Chaim told him, your zivug has not yet been born. Your zivug's not been born. He was a little forlorn. He left. 2 years later, he got engaged to a geiress, who between the time they had been to Reb Chaim and him meeting her, had become a geiress. Someone went back to Reb Chaim and told Reb Chaim about what had happened. And Reb Chaim said to them, you know, after I said what I said, I was thinking maybe that's pshat. After I said your zivuk hasn't been born, I thought maybe pshat is that he's going to marry a geiress. So this person, probably a little bit of a chutzpunyak, said to Reb Chaim, well, you're not thinking what you're saying before you say it. So he said, no, whatever the Eibishter puts in my mind, I say. A person has become so dovuk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so at one with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he can, what he says, and then he learns pshat in what HaKadosh Baruch Hu put into his mind. He's so dovuk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu the whole time, that's what it is. You know, the Ponim Yofer says that the Shechinah was medaberes mitorech goyne shel Moshe Rabbeinu. He says, and that's when Moshe Rabbeinu, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe Rabbeinu later on in our parasha, v'dibartem el ha-sela, it means you're going to speak to the sela words that are really Shechinah speaking. And the Shechinah medaberes mitorech goyne will make that the water will come out. Water will come because what you're saying are words of Shechinah. Question is then, so why did Moshe Rabbeinu go and hit the rock? After he heard from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, speak words, and when you speak, those are actually words that I instill within you, and therefore it's like it is the Shechinah speaking. What made Moshe Rabbeinu go and hit the rock? So he says that when Moshe Rabbeinu got a little angry and he said, Shimu no ha-moirim, and even that, Chazal say, he learned from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Mamrim ha-yisem. But he used those words, Shimu Na'amarim, and he got a little bit angry. And the Gemara in Pesachim Samach Vav says, Kol HaKoyes Shechina Mistalekes Mimenu. And when the Moshe Rabbeinu saw that the Shechina is not speaking Mitoch Greino anymore, so he thought...
How did he see that?
Oh, well, we'll see in a second. Because he said Shimu Na'amarim. And that was an expression of the fact that he had got angry. When a person gets angry, the Shekhinah is no longer with them. So Moshe Rabbeinu felt and realized he wasn't anymore speaking words. Yeah, that's what they say. Pshat is Reb Simcha Kohen Rappaport Zeich Tzadli Rocha. I'm not sure who that was. It's brought down in his name. A pasuk in Tehillim Kuvav Vayaktifa Almei Meriva Vayiru LeMoshe Bavur Vayera LeMoshe Bavurom Ki Himru Esruchay Vayevate Bisvasov. He got angry and then he expressed something with his mouth. So Moshe Rabbeinu said, so if the Shechinah is no longer speaking mitoch greini, so it's not the Shechinah anymore. If it's not the Shechinah anymore, then I was only told to go and say words of Shechinah. Once I got angry, it's not the Shechinah anymore. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu went and hit the rock. It's being Melamed Chutz and why he went to hit it. But I'll call upon him, it's understood that a person can become one with the Torah can actually become chokuk al luach livecho. It can actually become hewn into ourselves, that we become a shtick Torah. A human being, a yid, can become a shtick Torah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. That's the zois chukas haTorah. I want Torah to become hewn into your heart. Not that it's written on and therefore it can be removed. No, it's actually hewn in, and that we become embellished with, that we become infused, not just infused, our whole being is guided, is Torah. I'm going to have a look a little bit, perhaps, at the chait of Meimariva. What actually happened with Moshe Rabbeinu? There's many, many different deists that are brought down as to what exactly happened, what encountered, what was it that happened to Moshe Rabbeinu, that he went to hit the rock, and What was the chait of the main meriva? Many different pshatim. The Rachaim HaKadosh brings down several pshatim as to exactly what it was. Just as a limud that we can learn from it, Rav Zavin also says something very interesting. He says that hearts of human beings are very, very different. We see even in the Shonis of Chazal and Psukim, it says, Vayechazik Hashem es lev pare, the heart of a person can become hardened. We see it says, Al yerach levavchem, before you go to war, don't let your heart be weakened or become scared. It says, Vakiru levavchem al bigdechem. We say, the person, tear your heart. Vahasirosi es lev ha'evan mi besarchem, a person can have a, there's lots of, every person, based on who they are, their unique tchunas hanefesh and unique makeup of who they are, is what their heart is like. And one has to be very, very, very perceptive and very discerning when interacting with other people. To appreciate and understand that there's sometimes, there are people who like to hear things tough, hard, said as it is. There are other people who prefer to hear it in a softer way. There's some people who can't take it said in a hard way. Some people can't take it hard said in a soft way because it won't have any impact on them. And the person interacting, the person speaking has to be perceptive and discerning as to how they interact with the person who's on the receiving end. And when Moshe Rabbeinu over here came to Klal Yisrael and he says about them, he says, you know, Mamrim Hayisa Mim Hashem, you were rebellious to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then he says, of another apostle, he told them, in Sefer Devarim, he says, with a Savir, of a Maso, of a Kibre Satabo, Maksife Meyisim Hashem. You got HaKadosh Baruch Hu angry. HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself said, I see these people are Kshei Oiref. Moshe Rabbeinu told them over here, Shimon HaMoirim. And to show them what they had done wrong as a simon for Shimon HaMoirim, he went and he hit the rock twice. And he got punished. Why? Says Rav Zevin, this was, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was showing us a sign over here that a manig in Klal Yisrael, the manik from who all other manhigim would learn until the end of the Doris needed to speak to the rock. As the Haftarah in Parshas Baalei Yisrael says, Loi v'chayil v'loi b'koyach ki'im beruchi om Hashem tzvokis. It doesn't work with chayil, it doesn't work with koyach. And that's talking about the when a person is being mashpia on someone else. As hard as the recipient may be, as kshei oref as that recipient may be, one has to key in Baruchi. It's got to be with words, with soft words. And this was the limud that was learnt from Meimar Riva to all the Doros, he suggests. That a person has to know how to be mashpia onto others. And as tough and as hard as the Dor or the person may be, one has to be mashpia with words, with soft words. And that's a limud for all of us. We all have people who we are mashpia on, whether that's children, whether that's chaverim, whether that's other people. Sometimes we feel like Nadav's Arangin in the Baina and we've got to really give them what for. Is that the way? It's got to be with words and it's got to be understood and it's got to be soft. There's a very interesting limud that Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky actually said over from the altar from Slobodka. He said that a person has to go Mechayel El Choyel in one's Avedis Hashem. Let's go. We start on one darga and we proceed to the next one and we go mimadrega le madrega. We're oile, 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 oile. He says that the altar from Slobodka said over here, Moshe Rabbeinu had already, when we first got the Be'er, Moshe Rabbeinu had hit the rock. That time he was told to hit it. Now Moshe Rabbeinu was told to speak to it. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted Moshe Rabbeinu to show Klal Yisrael that maybe in the past it needed to be hit. It needed to get its chinuch. It needed to be set on its right way. But now that it was already there, now you can talk to it. We've got to know that that is something it had been one stage rabbi that went to the next stage. And maybe perhaps from that we can extrapolate further that in ways of interacting with people, with children, with Bnei Aliyah, sometimes at the beginning we start, we give them Dvarim Koshim Kigidim, we explain that this is the halacha, this is the way it is. We guide them in a stronger way, in a way where there's no psharas, in a way that, and sometimes, yeah, chinuch involves choysech shivtoi soine benoi. And that can sometimes be metaphorically as well. But that comes to a point, maybe more metaphorically today than physically, but it comes to a point where it develops. It was once with a matter. It was with a klap, it was with a shafkai. Then has to move on to, the relationship is already there. We've established that. We now move on to a different darga of v'dibartim el asela. That's what we wanted to learn from there. How did it actually work with the be'er? Fascinating. How did it work with the water from the Be'er, from the Be'er. You know, we've got the Shira in this week's parasha, Shira's HaBe'er. Shira's HaBe'er really is a Shira on the Be'er. The Mefarshim, a lot of the Mefarshim ask, why do we sing the Shira's HaBe'er here and not when we got the Be'er originally in Parashas B'Shalach when we left Mitzrayim? Why now are they singing it? But how did it work? How did it actually, how did they get? Kaseda every day, how did it work with the Be'er? Was it constantly there? Listen to these words of the Tana de Belio. Ketzad. How did it work? Tana de Belio, Perek Yud Beis, Ois Hei. Pizman Shal Yisrael Oisin Ritzayna Shal Mokim. Here we're talking about after Miriam and Avio died, so the Be'er went away. It was a way of showing us where the Be'er came from, that we could makir toiv to her, and then we needed to get it back in the Schus, and we got it back in the Schus of Moshe Rabbeinu. But in the entire time that we had it, even if it was in the schus of Miriam and Avia, but it was in her schus that we got it. How did we actually enjoy it every day? Bizman shohayu Yisrael oisin retzayne shalmakim. When Klal Yisrael were doing Ratzon Hashem, ha'isah be'er memaheres u'mashkemes v'hoileches v'noivas bimkoyma b'mokim shohayu Yisrael shuruyim. At night, it seems to have, it wasn't Megule, you know, it wasn't my Megulin at night. Somewhere at night, it went away. When Klal Yisrael, it was Mamaheres Umashkemes, got up early. What's Mekoma? It's Mekoma, really, it's designated place, well, wherever Klal Yisrael was Shoira. When we were doing Ratzon Hashem, it preceded us before we awoke, there was already there, from the Tilat Yedaim in the morning, the Be'er was there, where? Around where we were. It was Man She'inos in Ritzon Yishol Mokim, Hoysa HaBe'er Me'acheres. Didn't arrive. Klal Yisrael woke up, there's no water. B'shor, b'shtayim, b'shalosh, b'arba, b'chomish. Always wondered, where they came to places after they left Mitzrayim, after they already had the Be'er, and they came to places and they were complaining. They sometimes didn't have the Be'er with them. When a person is thirsty and doesn't know where their source of water is coming from, it can be quite demoralizing and panicking. And that could have caused part of why they complained.
In fact, the distance at the moment.
Yeah. It wasn't it. B'shor, B'shtayim, B'shalish, B'arba, B'chomish. It sounds like it could have already reached almost midday and the Be'er wasn't yet there. Ad shohayu yoytzim na'orim ketanim v'talmidei chachomim. The young kids and the talmidei chachomim would go out and they would say, V'oimrim, Ali Be'er b'zchusei shel Avraham, Yitzchak v'Yaakov, Ali Be'er b'zchus Moshe v'Aaron u'Miriam, v'achar kach hoysa ha'be'er nevas v'heileches. It would flow and it would go between Shivta Shel Yehuda and Shivta Shel Yisachar, the two, the leaders and the Melamde Torah. Shenema Oz Yosh Yisrael as Hashira Azois Ali Be'er Enula. That's what they would say, Ali Be'er and Enula. They'd answer to them or answer this call. Ba'is Hashah is a Simcha G'dayli Yisrael Migdayli Vad Ketanam. The Mishnah said, Yo, at the bottom of this Tanad Yo that I have here says that brings from the Yeshua Siakiv, why Dafka the Na'orim Ketanim? Tabid Chachomim for statement, they go with the Schus HaTorah. Why with the Na'orim Ketanim? Mishum Shalaychotu Adayim, Vehim Hevel She'im Boychet. As we know, the world is Niskayim, Behevel Piem, Shaltinoka Shalbeis Rabbam. That's what keeps the world going, the Hevel Piem, which is Nokim in Achet. They would take them with them, and those words of Tfilah, and assumingly words of Torah that they would learn with them, in that schus, there would be Ali Be'er, in the schus of Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, meaning in their schus that we are emulating, Chesed, Avodah, Torah, etc., Moshe and Aaron, Torah, and Avos Yisrael, and that together brought that the well came out, and from there, the water came out, every Nossi took it to their Shevet, where it was meant to go. One of the limudim from the whole story of Be'er Shel Miriam, of Mei Meriva, of what happened over here with Moshe Rabbeinu, one of the big limudim is spoken about by the Or HaChaim HaKadosh, where he says, well, he explains all the different reasons for what the chait may have been. But one of the reasons there, in the ninth reason that he brings from the Sefer HaIkrim, from Rabbi Yosef Elroy, where he says, "Sheikrim shel chet zeh hu b'miut ha'emuna v'habitochen." The main chet is the lack of emuna and bitochen. How do we know that? Because the Rabbeinu Shlomo said, Ya'an lo yeh eman tembi. And one of the things, therefore, that we learn from what happened over here is there's got to be complete emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, complete bitachon in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So I saw Rabbi Gamliel Rabinovich explain emunah and bitachon. He said over quite a fascinating story. Rabbi Chatzke Levenstein, the Mashgiach in Ponovich Yeshiva, he used to always say that he was very, very makir toiv to Rav Shmuel Homina from Yerushalayim, Zechut Zal Debrach. Why? What was the story? So one time he was in Yeshivas Panovich, he didn't receive his monthly stipend. Hadn't received his maskaret. The Panovich Arav was makpid. Everyone received on time their wages. There was never a delay. And he was very surprised that he hadn't received them. A few days went by. Rav Chatzke Levenstein. He was a little surprised. So he thought, no, maybe something happened this time, this month, this chodesh. So he'll wait a few days. A week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks. The next chodesh also, no maskaret, no wage. Mamish, it's never happened in the history of Ponovich Yeshiva. He really didn't understand what was going on. A third month as well went by and he didn't. So he thought, maybe something's gone wrong. This doesn't make sense. Everyone's interaction with each other and everything that's gone on, it seems like no one else is talking about it. So maybe some mishap has happened that his envelopes haven't been sent to him. So he decided, you know what, he's going to go the next day to the yeshiva office and see if he can figure out what's going on over here, what's happened, why wages haven't been paid. That night he sat down and he thought, maybe it's a lack in my bitochen. If I go to the office and start to ask where my wages are, it's a lack in my bitochen. In the end of the day, the Rabbeinu Shlomo provides. The Rabbeinu Shlomo is the one who gives it to me. So I'm not going to go. So he decided he's going to go to ask Rav Shmuel Hamana. Rav Shmuel Hamana had written a sefer called Mitzvahs HaBitochen. Rav Chatzel looked at him as the Poisek and Hilchas HaBitochen. He's going to go to Yerushalayim and ask him what to do. So Rav Shmuel listened to him. He said to him, the truth is, I'll be honest with you, any regular Yid, I would say 3 months, and no explanation, it would be within the realms of normal Hishtadlos to go and just inquire in the office what's going on. Oh, but you are the Mashgiach of Yeshivas Panovich. One of the things that you talk about is Emunah Bitochen. You've got to be the example of that. For you, on your Dargah of Bitochen, Yibotech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's Mefarnas you, he will be Mefarnas you, that's where it all comes from, don't say a word. Reb Chatzke was Mekabel. A few days later, the Shamash of the Yeshiva comes to Reb Chatzke with 3 envelopes for 3 months' wages. So we listen to this. She says to him, I have to really apologize, I need to ask you Mechila. He says, every Chodesh, from the yeshiva's envelopes were ready for you. They were ready for you. He says, I've got, I received them, was meant to give them over to you, but I'm about to make a simcha and I'm short of money. And I was desperate. So I thought, you know what? The Mashkiach's tzidkus, he allows me to use his maskaret. So I used your maskaret each of the last 3 chadoshim. I knew you wouldn't mind. The Mashkiach would allow me to use his maskaret. And now I've put the money together. I've come to give you the 3, to give it back to you. Obviously, absolutely incorrect and ridiculous to make that type of cheshbon. Reb Chatzke was moichel in Belev Shalem. He was so mechuzik. He said, he was so makitoy to Shmuel Hamani. He said, imagine he would have gone to the yeshiva office. He would have said something. There's no doubt in his mind they would have figured out what's going on. They would have sacked that person. He said, he's got a whole family who relies on him. He's about to make a simcha and to lose his job at that point. He said, imagine what would have been going to a whole family, to this yid, to his offspring. So he met Reb Shmuel Hamana sometime later, and he told him, he thanks him, and he couldn't thank him enough. So he showed him that the Pirush Mishnayos of the Rambam at the end of Maseches Brachos, where the Rambam says that about words of Emuna, ki yokor be'enai lelamed ikor meikre hados v'emuna yoyse mikol asher alamdehu. To teach someone an ikkah, Me'ikre hados v'emuna is worth more than anything else that I can teach them. The Rambam, who wrote Yalla Chazaka, Meri Nevuch, to teach emuna, and Reb Chatzkel then went on that tkufa to teach about enyona emuna and bitochen. That for him was, this is what it was all about. This is what it is all about. In fact, at the end of our parasha, we see the same inyan. Towards the end of our parasha, we've got the Kal Yisrael started to complain about the mon. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent the Nechoshim and Zerafim. He says to Moshe Rabbeinu, Asei Lecha, Sorav, V'simo Yisrael, Al-Nes, etc. And we know that anyone who looked at it, Kol HaNoshech V'ro Yisrael V'choy, Zog the Mishnah in Masechet Rosh Hashanah, Dav Chof Tes, V'chi Nochosh, Meim Yisrael Nochosh, Mechaya, is it the Nochosh? No, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Ikar Refuah comes from focusing on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The famous words of the Nefesh HaChaim in Shah Gimel, HaChaim Velozhne says, Skula Niflo. He says that there's a tremendous skula that a person can shadarka yuchal ha'odom l'hosur levatam me'alav kol dinim u'retonis achirim. Dinim and retonis of anyone that wants to do something to me which would be bad for me or not good for me, I can be mevatal them. Shelo yuchlu lishloit alav v'lo yasu bei shum reishim klal. No one can touch me and affect me without HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanting them to. This is the school of how to do it. Kasher Adam kaveh b'libo lemer, haloi Hashem hu Elokim hu amiti, ve'ein oid mevado yisbarach, shum koyach ba'olam, v'chol ha'olam meis klal. V'hakol malei rak achdusoi ha'poshet yisbarach shmei, everything is the Rebbeinu Shleilam. And he's mevatel b'libo bitl gomel, ve'ein o mashgiach klal, al shum koyach v'rotzin ba'olam, u'meshabed u'medabek toya machshavte rak l'oden yochid baruch hu, Kin Yasmiku Yisparach Beyode, HaKadosh Baruch Hu make sure Shemimele Yisparach Me Alav, Kolakurkis Varetin Shavuelam, Shleyuchu Lifeloi Shum Dover Klal. Says Reb Chaim Velozhin in his footnote. Vze Inyan Marmora Maselech HaSorof. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Kal Yisrael, go and make a snake and put it on a big pole that they can look at it. V'chinochash Mimitz, Anochash Machaye. As we know, El Abizman Shisro Mistaklim Klapi Malo, Mishal Zinim Avim Shabash Shamaim Retzoinam. Kishistaklu klapi malo al hanochosh hasorof, v'ispoinenu b'koyach hora. They looked at the nochosh and sorof, which is a symbol of the koyach hora in the world, like the nochosh akadmoini. V'im kol ze bitlu mi libam v'lo hishkicho al koychoi hanoira. They were mevatel it and said, this is all HaKadosh Baruch Hu has put that in the world to create equilibrium of choice and bechira, and we're not misyachas to that. It's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'shibdu es libam b'emes raka avim shema shemaim levad, hoyu misrapim. Like the Gemara in Chulin, a well-known Gemara in Chulin, Dav Zayin, there was a witch, a machshefa, who wanted to take earth from under Reb Chanina's feet and do some kishuv to try and kill him. And he said to her, take the earth, you can't do anything to me anyway. Take the earth, Bakasha. He wasn't being a Baal Gaiba. But he knew that his bitochen in HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his clarity of understanding that everything in the world is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and there's no koyach hara in the world. It's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu and a facade for there to be able to be Bechira. But it's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he was totally, totally mevatel himself to that understanding with clarity. So it didn't affect him at all. That's the Ein Oid Mavadeh. They say the Bris Karov.
A bit of a contradiction with Dodeh. There's a Dodeh who stood at Har Sinai. We've got already this clarity of understanding Hashem. And they need a model. They need to see a physical model.
Yeah, sometimes when a person is in a predicament like that, and having just been bitten by one of these, and on the verge of death.
Ah, he's actually been bitten.
Yeah, so it was helped them to immediately focus on it as soon as they could. But that's the limud over here. That it's the limud that we see of emunah and bitochen and clarity of vision and understanding. That's the yan lo yamantembi. There's a tiny we can learn from that to improve our own personal emunah. Just finish off with one ha'ora, also from the Ora Chaim HaKadosh, in Perek Chof Aleph Pasuk Yud Dalad. It says, Al-Kin Ya'omad, about, it's after Sichon had captured, you know, it says that Sichon captured Moav, yeah? Sichon captured Moav. Because Sichon captured Moav, we are allowed to attack Sichon. We're not allowed to fight Moav. So how did we get the land of Moav? Because Sichon went and fought them, He thought, oh, Grace Gedullah, he's just overpowered Moyov. It was all to facilitate us being able to take it off him. That's why in Shabbos davening, Shabbos morning, there's two things that we say. We say, what are the two things? Just say, V'nosan artzom, you gave their land, nachalo li Yisrael avdoi. What's V'nosan artzom nachalo? Nachalo li Yisrael avdoi. And there's 2 kilo elam chastoi as well. Nachaluko, it's twice. And 2 kilo elam chastoi. He says, yes, and they said the Rogatchover, because V'nosan artzom nachalo, you gave their land of Moyov and Amoin to Sichoin. Kilo elam chastoi. Because that then allowed that nachalo li Yisrael avdoi, that we could fight with Sichoin. We weren't allowed to fight with Moyov and Amoin. Had it remained belonging to Moab and Ammon, we would never have been able to infiltrate and go in and attack it and take it. But now that Sichon went and took it, there's a kilo of chasid that Sichon took it, and he thought this was some grace of gedula of him being successful. It was all al keni yama. Therefore, it should be said b'sefer milchamis Hashem, in the sefer of milchamis of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Esvoy besufa es hanacholim arnon. What is this Sefer Milchama Is Hashem? So Rechaim HaKadosh says, V'nir Adafar Shakosu B'derech Pshat, Ki Kivin Shehizkir Arno In Gvul Moyov, V'omar Aleo Ki Arno In Gvul Moyov, once it mentioned this Pirush, V'ein Lohem Boi Li Yisrael Chilek, Lo Zeh Goma Oime Al Keni Oma B'Sefer, Pirush. B'Sefer Hashem Lifnei Hashem, there's a certain Sefer, in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Be'inyin ha-melchomis ha-she-yanchil lo-amim. About all the different battles that there's going to be throughout history between nations of the world. U'moytzi mizeh ve'noysim lozeh. V'shom gam ye'omer ha-she-yanchil Hashem es Yisrael me'ha-umos ka-she-yivtiach le-ha-oves. Is this melchomis ha-she-yivtiach le-ha-oves? Is this about all the battles that are going to be there? We know they're all there for Klal Yisrael. There's a battle in one place, one country overpowers the other, Klal Yisrael have refuge there, Klal Yisrael are saved there, Klal Yisrael are sent there, and then eventually it's all about how Klal Yisrael are going to be taken as the Nachal of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and back to the Svarim HaKadoshim say, you know, there's also a Sefer Milchamas Hashem about all the Milchamas HaYetzer that we have. All the Milchamas HaYetzer that we have. And we have plenty of them. And all of them are being Makar of the Gula. And all of them are being Marbe Kvod Shamayim. And not just that, but it's said over from the Heilig Yid that he would say, you know, sometimes a person has nisyonos and a person is nichshal. But before they were nichshal, they were omed bin nisyon for a bit of time, or for a few minutes, or for a few hours, or for a few days, and then they were nichshal. Don't become despondent. Because those minutes and those times, every time a person is miskaber on his yetzer, even if the end one falls. But all of those times that a person is miskaber and those minutes the person held themselves, it's nechshav, lemalo, as an unbelievable achievement. Rav Moshe Feinstein says this is proved from what Kolev did by the Meraglim. Vayas Kolev, it's Om El Moshe, everyone quiet, yeah? El Moshe, sorry, everyone quiet. Yeah. This is only what Ben Amram did for us. Listen, what else he did. And you should know we can go into Eretz Yisrael. And immediately the Meraglim shouted him down. What does the Torah tell us later on? Because of what Kalev did, keep Klal Yisrael quiet. You know what he's going to get? You know what Schai he gets? You know what part of Eretz Yisrael he's Yerush? Oh, what did he do? He kept Klal Yisrael quiet for a few seconds. It didn't even work. It didn't even achieve anything. Because the Meraglim shouted him down and Klal Yisrael ended up in the terrible calamity of the Meraglim. What did he achieve? Says Rav Shmuel, of course he achieved. Those few minutes that he kept Klal Yisrael quiet, stopped complaining, and they had a clarity of mind to see that, no, the words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Moshe Rabbeinu, are MS. For eternity, he is Zoicha, that's for a few minutes, to a Nachlo in Eretz Yisrael, for him and his descendants, the tremendous Schai and Olam Abba, for a few minutes. That's the Sefer Milchamas Hashem. We all have our Milchamas, and they're all written down in the Sefer in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we have to know that every milchama, every moment, every one is written there, and every achievement is being makariv of the geula that Be'ez Hashem we should be zocher to b'mehira b'yameinu.